Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of Divulge. I'm your host, Dylan, the only host of this show, because I could never seem to get Angela in front of a fucking microphone. She's always tired or can't be bothered doing it today, babe, or something, but whatever. I'm sure we will eventually get her in front of a microphone at one point, and I know that when we eventually do that, everyone's going to be like, can she be on every episode? Because let me tell you, when I say she's the fun one in the relationship, she's the fun one in the relationship. As you guys can tell, I have been really fucking shit with uploading these podcasts, and I've been really shit with keeping them consistent, and I'm so sorry. I could give you like 1,000,000,000 excuses, but there's literally no point because none of them are good enough. There are probably times where I sat down and watched TV where I could have been recording a podcast and I didn't. But you got to remember that like it has to be really quiet. Like the whole house has to be quiet. No one's got to be here. Like Leo can't be making noise. Ange can't be making noise. And I have to have something to talk about, which has been the hardest part, is thinking of things to talk about. So today I put a message out onto Instagram and asked you guys what you wanted me to talk about. One was female society standards. One was like, would love tips to a healthy, balanced relationship. I love that you guys think that Ange and me have a healthy, balanced relationship. I would say that we have a good relationship and it has been a roller coaster of a ride. Like one thing that I will always say that I will always stand by is neither of us has ever cheated on each other and neither of us have ever left each other for any period of time. So I think those are two really big things that a lot of relationships deal with all the time these days. And we are really, really, really lucky that we haven't had to go through that. But in saying that, we have had to go through a lot of other things between each other that has been really hard. Like I am 7 years older than Ange and she's 7 years younger than me. So we are growing at different times. So there was a period of time. So when we first met, we used to party a lot together. And that was super fun. And I obviously stopped partying before Ange did, but not because I didn't want to have fun anymore. I kind of had to stop partying because I started getting drug tested at my job. And like, it's not like, I'm not gonna fucking sugarcoat it here. Like I used to take hella pingers and shit on the weekends and used to party all the time. And I used to risk my job when I did that. And I was an apprentice then. And I knew when I finished my apprenticeship, I was gonna be on a 6-figure salary, which I fought so fucking hard to get that job that I didn't really wanna like lose it just so that I could go out and have a good weekend on fucking pills. I stopped doing drugs before Ange stopped doing drugs. And I did just used to drink, but obviously drunk Dylan can't keep her fucking mouth shut. And I just get myself in a lot of trouble because I just say shit that I shouldn't and start fights to the beat. And it's just dumb, like dumb stuff. But I still drink and I still love going out with my friends, but it's just not every time that I'm home. So Ange and I went through like a period of time where she would party a lot and I wouldn't party. Also, we like different people. Like the people that Ange gets along with and that she's friends with, I'm not friends with, or I don't consider them friends really. They're just more acquaintances to me. We don't vibe on any particular level. I'm not really interested in them or what they're doing. And she feels the same about a lot of my friends as well. So we've gone through like a period of time where we had to deal with that. And that was really hard. In regards to keeping it balanced, I think it was just understanding that both of us are different, because Ange and I are very different people and we're different ages and we like different things in life. I like money and I like working and I like achieving and moving forward and those kinds of things. Ange does not care about money. She could literally like work in the lowest paying job ever. And as long as she's happy, that's all she cares about. Like someone could sit there tomorrow and be like, here, I'm going to offer you $200,000 a year and that's your pay, but you have to do thing A. And if Ange hates doing thing A, she'll say no. Me, I'll say yes straight away. I don't give a fuck what it is. You're paying me money. Sick. Done. I'm down for it. Give me the money. I'm doing whatever the fuck you need me to do. So we're just different people. And I guess we have had to grow through that. And I think the reason why Ange and I are such a good couple and why we have lasted so long is because everyone just gives up on relationships these days, right? They're like, I'm feeling a little bit like you don't give me enough attention. So I went and sought it out somewhere else and I'm leaving you. Bye. And that's like the dumbest shit ever. Because like, if that's the type of person that you are, you are never going to be in a long-term relationship because you're too fickle and you're not willing to discuss and talk and put in the effort to keep your relationship going. Like, the reason why our relationship is so healthy is because we have been through so many situations where we could have been like, hey, I'm not getting enough attention from you, I'm going to leave, or hey, I'm not happy in regards to this, I'm going to leave, or whatever. But we really didn't. We really held on and we really fought through those things. And we actually probably stayed with each other through points where we maybe should have broke up because we really fucking didn't like each other. But I'm glad we didn't break up, because once we eventually worked out whatever the problem was, like the root cause of what was causing the issues, we were better again. So that's why I'm like, if you're someone that gives up on relationships, you're going like really easily, you're never gonna find somebody to be with because you're gonna argue with everyone. And if you like, so you might be, okay, so say for example, Ange and I went through a period of time where we were arguing about something. I'm not gonna tell you the details of our arguments because that's unfair on Ange and you don't need to fucking know. So we were arguing about something. Let's just say this thing is thing A. And it was going on for a really long time. And we couldn't work out why we couldn't fix it because we had talked about it for so long from every different angle. We even like chatted to like my psych about it. He chatted to like both of us and we just couldn't work it out. And after a really fucking long time, we worked out that it wasn't actually thing A that we were arguing about. It was thing B that we were arguing about. It's just we thought it was thing A. So once we worked out it was thing B and we fixed thing B, thing A went away. And if you are in a relationship where you don't give that time and effort and try and tackle things from every single angle to try and fix it, you're never going to find your thing B to fix your thing A. And that could be all that you need to make your relationship perfect again. You've just left like the love of your life because some fuckwit was giving you attention on Instagram. So I guess what I'm trying to say is my tip for a healthy, balanced relationship is, unless you're being really badly like abused, which obviously I am not condoning in any way, whether that be physically or mentally or whatever, don't just give up. Like, don't just give up on any part of your relationship at any time. Don't always just think it's the other person's fault. Sometimes you have to look at yourself and realize that you are part of the problem and try and work it out. And if you can't work it out, there's nothing wrong with talking to your friends about it, going and seeking help by yourself or with your partner and actually fucking sorting it out. So my tip for a healthy, balanced relationship is obviously communicate, but that's Ange and I communicated on that one thing that I was telling you guys about for such a long time, and it didn't fix itself until we found B, which was where we really understood each other. So communication is important, but understanding each other is even more important. Try and work with your partner for whatever you're going through to try and understand. Those are all probably more things towards like a healthy relationship, a balanced relationship. I'm not really 100% sure what you mean by that, but I don't think that Ange and my relationship is very balanced. As in, do we put the same effort into everything in our lives as we do into our relationship? I'm not sure what you mean by that, but like, balance to me means I'm balancing my relationship and my social life, my work life healthily. I'm not doing that. I am 100% not doing that. Do not ask me for advice on that. I fucking suck. So I put all of my effort into my relationship with Ange as much as I can. And then what comes next is whatever I'm working on, whether it's the podcast, the Facebook page, my social media accounts. I've got some other couple little projects that I'm trying to do at the moment. Like, you know, I was doing my book. Now I'm doing something else. That, whatever that is, that comes second. Then third is my job. My job always takes up so much of my emotional time and energy, especially when I'm there. And on my week off, I'm trying really hard to like sign off from work, but it's not really working. And then after that come like my family and friends. So my family and friends are literally fourth and fifth on my list, when they probably should be after Ange. It should probably go Ange, family, friends, then my projects, et cetera, et cetera. Because at the end of the day, my fucking friends make me fucking happy and they make me feel fun and they make me feel lively and yada, yada, yada. And I don't give them enough time to do that because I'm too busy sitting here in my house doing shit like filming this podcast. Healthy relationship can help you with. Balanced relationship, prob's not the guy to go to. Sorry, cannot help you a lot with that. We have a question here asking to share the experience in the TV show. I genuinely think that a lot of people have seen a lot of videos and heard a lot about Ange and I talking about our experience on the show. So I'm not so sure that anyone is really interested in it. So if you're not interested in this next part, please fast forward. I totally understand. If anyone doesn't know, Ange and I got married on a TV show called Pride and Prejudice in 2018. It was an amazing experience. I still stand by that. I absolutely am super thankful that we got to go on the show. It gave an opportunity for Ange and her dad to talk about her being gay, which like they have never spoken about ever in her entire life. Her dad knew that she was gay, but they never like spoke about it, and they got to talk about it with a psychologist. So it worked really, really well for them. It also was an amazing experience getting married on the show. Like everything was paid for. The location, like everything was paid for, the location, the dress, the rings, the like everything, like literally everything. We could not have been more lucky. The only thing that I wish we could do again is the reception. We didn't really have like a proper reception. And there was a lot of people that couldn't make it to the wedding because we only had 4 weeks notice to be able to tell them. So we would definitely do it again with a lot less people and a lot more important people. As for the show being scripted, people can tell you whatever the fuck they want to tell you, but the show was not scripted. And anyone that wants to say it was because they were made out to look like a bad guy or something like that are just lying. Because I'm sorry. I'm sorry to everyone else who was on the show with us, but you all know that it was not scripted. Sometimes the producers would definitely try and push you into saying something, but they could not script what you said at all. As for the other couples and if their issues were real or fake or anything like that, that's not really my place to say. So you just have to leave that up to your imagination or talk to them personally about their own personal stories. I think the old me of like 2 or 3 years ago would have definitely just come out guns blazing and tried to be like drama, drama, drama. Guess what? This is true. This isn't. But like really, that's not my story to tell. And at the end of the day, I only know what I saw for 4 weeks. I don't know what happened before that or after that in people's relationships to be able to give you like a proper picture. Only they can. So let's hope they all start podcasts and tell you all of the information about their relationships. You can be nosy little fox. Okay, next question is, where do I see myself in 5 years? A lot has happened in the last 5/10 years of my life. So I am 34, okay? And I think sometimes that being 34 is really fucking old and my life is pretty well over and I haven't even achieved like 10% of the things that I wanted to achieve and I'm not on track to be where I want to be when I'm older and it's like a horrible thought. But then I remember that in the last 10 years of my life, let's just stretch it out, like in the last 14 years of my life, which is not long, right? So let's just say in 14 years from now, I'm only going to be 48, which isn't that old. But like in the last 14 years of my life, I have moved from Adelaide to Outback Northern Territory, lived in Outback Northern Territory, worked in Aboriginal communities, worked in roadhouses, moved up to Darwin, worked on mine sites, was a store manager at Vodafone, went from dating boys to dating girls, dated an army girl, moved over to Brisbane, got cheated on like 1,000 times by a million different people, but that's not the fun part. Moved over to Brisbane, like lived there for a bit, moved to Melbourne. I've lived in Melbourne. I was a store manager for Michael Hill. I moved back up to Darwin. I worked on an island, the Tiwi Islands, which is another Aboriginal island and community. I got to experience that life. I got to experience rebuilding houses for Aboriginal communities for the government, working in camps. And then I moved back to Brisbane. Was working for Vodafone again. It was super amazing. I met all of these cool people. We partied a lot. Then I moved over to Perth. I got to live in Perth. I worked in mine sites over there. I worked in a gold mine. I met a whole bunch of people in Perth that are like so dear and so close to my heart. I got an apprenticeship when I was 28. I started working in a trade. Like I moved back over to Brisbane. I've worked in 2 mine sites in Brisbane as well. Like I bought a house in my early 20s. So at the start of all of that, I bought a house, which I still own and rent out. Like I have done a fuckload. I was on a TV show. Like, what the fuck? I was on a TV show. I wrote a book. Like, I've got a podcast that I've started. I have 120 something thousand fucking followers on TikTok, which isn't great, but it's not shit. Like, I just have done so much. I started a YouTube channel, which I failed at, like all of the stuff that I spoke about on the last thing. So in the last 14 years, I've literally lived in nearly every state in Australia. I have had multiple lovers. I got married on TV. I started a trade. Like, there's all of these things. And I'm like, I can do that two or three more times before I'm going to die, at least before I'm going to die. And so in the next 5 years, I don't fucking know, but like, it's so hard to know, but like, I hope that one of my side projects, preferably one that I don't talk about, is not that it's not OnlyFans or anything, in case anybody's thinking that, but I'm hoping, I've got some ideas. I really just want to fucking retire early. Like, I don't want to be like a millionaire with all of this money or anything like that, or like run like a massive business, or literally none of that sounds fun to me at all. The only thing that sounds fun to me is that I have enough money or enough passive income that I can leave my fucking job, because as much as I love mining, like I don't want to be there forever if I don't have to. I want to be able to work from home if I can, but be earning better money than what I'm earning in the mines. And I want to be able to travel, and I want to be able to retire fucking early and be comfortable. So Andrew and me don't have to spend our entire lives just working and coming home, working and coming home. That's my goal. Probably not going to get there in the next 5 years, to answer your question, but at some point I'm going to get there. Don't need to be a millionaire, just need enough passive income so that I can enjoy my life without having to fucking go to work and do the 9-to-5 grind. Wow. Wow, that was bad. The 9-to-5 grind. So if I had to say where I see myself in 5 years, I'm hoping that in 5 years I'm starting to make a nice moderate income from one of my side projects. Hopefully enough to leave my job, but if not, that's fine. As long as it's like a moderate income amount, I'm okay with that. And that's possibly the only pressure that I'm going to put on myself right now, because if I put any more fucking pressure on myself, I'm going to go crazy. So no more than that, that's where we're stopping. There are a lot of questions from people about LGBT stuff, and I'm just going to say, and I probably might get a lot of hate for this, but I fucking hate answering LGBT questions. I hate talking about it. I hate answering it. I hate that it's a thing. I don't like the flag. Like, it's not like I like hate the flag. Like, I'm an LGBT member, and I don't see myself as different from anyone. I see literally everyone the same. So I see a male or a female or a non-binary person or a transgender person or anything else that you would like to identify as, gender fluid, anyone else that I've missed. I'm not trying to be rude here, just I don't know all of the terms. So if I have missed you, I'm sorry. But I see everyone the same, no matter your sexuality, gender, or whatever. So when someone says, can you speak about LGBT this or LGBT that? I'm like, well, it's just a relationship. It's not an LGBT relationship. My relationship is just a relationship. Or like, can you speak about what it's like being LGBT at work? Well, I'm just a person at work that works with other people, the same way that someone else is just a person at work that works with other people. I don't try and cash in on the fact that I'm gay and make like videos. Like, you know what fucking pisses me off is, I'm getting a bit sidetracked here. Is it called digressing? I don't know. I always hear people say, I digress. I don't know what that means. I'm clearly dumb. But I see people that try and like cash in on their sexuality all over TikTok all the time. It'll be like, hey, check out me and my wife, me and my girlfriend. And they'll just make out, and then they'll like dry hump or something, and you know they're doing it because they're two girls and they're looking for attention from people because they know they're gonna get it because they're two girls, and like, do it, go ahead, get your thing. But like, I'm not that person. It seems off to me. It seems fucking weird to me. Like, are you gay because you're genuinely in love with your partner and you're just a lesbian? Or are you gay because you like the attention that it gets you to be different and you are seeking that out online? I don't know. Like, I don't know. That's just how I feel. Bit of a rant. Probably gonna get me a bunch of hate. Whatever. So for anyone that did send through LGBT questions, I'm really sorry. I know that you probably want me to answer them, but I just don't like answering them. Like, people will always, some fucking number from Madagascar is calling me right now. That is weird. Goodbye. You know, like when people ask me to tell my coming out story or something, I just don't. I'm like, well, I don't know. Anyway, I'm going too far, but the end. Don't really like talking about LGBT stuff. We're just normal people. We're just normal people. Please. Great. The end. This is the last question I'm going to answer for today. And it's a question I'm excited to answer. It is someone saying, I've heard you post about lipedema. I don't know anything about it. Does it hurt? What is it? So let me tell you, I'll give you guys the quick rundown as much as I know. So I have always had like a bigger booty and bigger legs than the rest of my body. And then like the rest of my friends, but I never really paid any attention to it. Even when I got the gastric sleeve and I lost a fair bit of weight, I didn't really lose a whole lot of weight in my legs or in my butt area. I've got a very wide butt and not in like a good fucking BBL kind of way, right? Gross. After I got my skin removal surgery, so I got like a fuckload of skin removal surgery. I paid a dickload of money and got a bunch of skin removed after losing a heap of weight. I was really struggling with fluid retention and fluid buildup in my body. And I actually put on weight, and like, it's real fucked up because like I got skin removal because my clothes were sitting really weirdly because of all this extra skin that I had. And then after I got the skin removal, I can't fit into any of the clothes from before the skin removal because they don't fit me anymore. Not because they're too big, they're too small. Like, I put on weight after that. It's really fucking sad. But basically, I went to go and get a lymphatic drainage massage, and the lady there was like, has anyone ever told you that you have lipedema? And I was like, what the fuck is that? Like, why do I have something else? I've got a kidney disease. I've got an autoimmune disease. I'm just a fat fuck. And now you're telling me that I have lipedema. What is it, lady? So I went and looked into it, and I went and like, it was pretty, I actually went and ate a bunch of fucking McDonald's and cried is what I did. And then I went and looked into it. And then I went and saw a doctor and got diagnosed with it. They did like an ultrasound and like checked it out and stuff. And basically what it is your lymphatic system in your body gets rid of waste from your body and fluid. So it does all of the work. It doesn't have a pump though. Okay. So every other part of your body has a pump. So your blood has the heart for a pump, and that pumps the blood around. The lymphatic system only doesn't have a pump. So it relies on like your muscles contracting to pump fluid around and get rid of the waste from your body. So my lymphatic system leaks, and it's just really poor anyway. It doesn't pump around a lot. And then I also changed from a very physical job to a less physical job. So the pumping that it was getting sort of calmed down as well. I don't know how to explain that. But basically, here's what happens, okay? Here's what happens when you have lipedema. So your body leaks fluid. In order to protect itself, you've got all this fluid that shouldn't be there. And so your body's like, oh my God, what are we going to do? Let's create a fat cell and soak up the fluid to protect her. And then when we can, we'll let that fluid go back into the lymphatic system and it can drain out like normal. So your body creates these fat cells to soak up the fluid, but your body can't get rid of the excess fluid. So your body just keeps creating fat cells that keep soaking up fluid, and you just get fatter and fatter and fatter. And then what happens, I don't know why this part happens, but it creates a scar tissue around the fat cell to try and protect it from something somehow. And because it's created this scar tissue around the fat cell, no amount of diet and no amount of exercise gets rid of the fat cell. It's never ending. You just continuously get leaky fluid, fat cell soaks it up, fat cell creates the scar tissue, and then it does it again and again and again. And so you just get bigger and bigger and bigger, and you can't get rid of that fat. You can get rid of other fat, natural fat, but you cannot get rid of lipedema fat. There is no way to get rid of it because of the scar tissue. It will not ever break down. So if you are someone that notoriously has bigger legs, so my legs look like fucking cottage cheese all the way from the top to the bottom, all the way. They cuff at the ankle. I've got no ankles. I've never had ankles. You cannot see my ankles. You will notice I wear stockings in everything. And that's because my legs are fucking disgusting. In my opinion, I hate them. I've always hated them. And they are just getting bigger and bigger and heavier and heavier. And the dumb part about this fucking disease is that even if you do exercise, it makes it worse because you are creating inflammation in your legs, which creates more fluid and it makes it worse. So you have to just briskly walk. You can't run. You can't do weights where you feel the burn because the burn creates more fluid, which fucks you up. It just sucks. There are so many things about it that absolutely suck. You can do maintenance on it, which means you can help stop it from getting worse, which in order to do that, you have to eat like a certain diet, drink certain things, and wear compression every day and barely exercise. Like, you can do water aerobics, but that's pretty much it. You guys would have probably seen me do water aerobics on my fucking Instagram page sometimes. That's why I'm doing it, not because I'm old, all right? But ultimately, the only way to cure the disease is to get liposuction, and you have to get a specific type of liposuction. And because the disease, even though it's recognized by the World Health Organization, is not covered by Medicare, only some doctors know about it, and then other doctors just try and cash in on it because they're just fuckwits, right? So I have had 3 consultations already, and I have a 4th one in October with all different surgeons. And basically, they go in with liposuction, they try and get out all of those fat cells, and then you just pray to God that the same fucking situation doesn't happen again. Anyway, I digress again, but that's basically lipedema in a nutshell. If you think you have it, it's definitely bittersweet because at least you have an answer for why you can't lose weight in those areas, but it sucks because you can't fucking get rid of it without paying thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars for surgery. So when I was actually diagnosed with it properly after the fucking McDonald's meal with the massage lady, the next time was worse. When I got diagnosed with it properly, literally came home, I got chocolate, I had McDonald's, I cried and cried and cried. And I was just like, this fucking sucks. Like, my whole life I've been overweight. I finally lose weight with the gastric sleeve. Then I get skin removal. Then I put weight on, and you're telling me it's because I have a disease that I can't help. Like, this is the fucking worst shit ever. Like, obviously it's not as bad as like cancer or something, but like, this is bad for me. Okay. There's not really a whole lot more I can say on that. And you're probably really bored with this podcast because it just kind of came out of nowhere and I'm just answering your questions from Instagram. But anyway, guys, I am going to go. Thank you for listening. I hope that you were somewhat interested in this. I am really struggling with topics. So if you can reach out to me at divulgeatdylan@gmail.com with any questions that you have, anything you want advice on, any topics you want me to talk about, I would really, really, really appreciate it because I really need some help, okay? Otherwise, let's all cross our fingers and pray that Angie's going to be on an episode soon so that we can all be way more entertained than you are with me. But have a great day, guys. Thank you for tuning in to Divulge with Dylan, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.